in Monterey County, California, in the hills near San Luis Obispo. 9 solar field workers came down with valley fever. 5 visited ERs and 1 was hospitalized. But these Monterey County cases were not isolated. This year is shaping up to be one of the worst on record for people infected with valley fever in California. State health officials there announced 2016 broke the record for most valley fever cases reported since the state started keeping count in 1995. And now 2017 is on pace to have even more infections. From January through October, 5,100 cases were reported to the state health department compared to just over 3,800 during the same period in 2016. So what is going on, and could we see a similar outbreak here in our valley? For that, we turn to Dr. George Thompson, Associate Professor of Medicine at UC Davis. And we started with a quick reminder of what exactly valley fever is.
Valley fever is a fungal infection that comes from the soil. It's caused by a fungus called Coccidioides. It's breathed in really with any disruption of the soil, such as just when you're outside. It could be sort of casual leisure activity, or it could be during a windstorm. Most people don't even know that they've ever been exposed. Their immune system was able to fight off the infection really without any symptoms for those patients. But a significant number of those patients do have what we are symptoms very close to pneumonia. They come in with upper respiratory symptoms or even with full-blown pneumonia, with cough and fever, weight loss, and that can last for weeks to months.
Why is it so difficult to confirm a diagnosis on valley fever? I know it takes a long time.
Yeah, a lot of patients and even the physicians, you know, practicing within the area where Coccidioides is endemic don't really think about valley fever. They think about it as sort of a disease that nobody gets, but it's actually very common in a fourth of the patients that have what looks like pneumonia. If you're in one of those regions where cocci is in the soil, you actually have an infection from cocci and not routine bacterial pneumonia.
We call it valley fever, and that would indicate that here in the Valley of the Sun, that it's an issue. Obviously, it's an issue in California where we're talking to you from. In fact, this has been the worst year on record for valley fever in California. Why is it been such an epidemic, if that's what we call it, and what could that mean here in our valley?
I think that El Nino years are typically the worst years, and last year in El Nino year, we saw the largest number of cocci cases on record ever in California. So we have done a pretty good job about educating the public and their physicians to test for valley fever. Of course, we can't treat it if the patient isn't diagnosed. So that's been really helpful. We haven't seen a big uptick in cases in Arizona. That may be more of a steady precipitation pattern that has occurred there compared to California.
Does it have anything to do with climate change, with changing weather patterns? You just talk about La Nina and El Nino affecting it. Is there a consistent weather pattern or patterns with global warming, perhaps, that have increased its prevalence in places like California?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're definitely seeing valley fever crop up in areas we hadn't seen it before. We've now found it in the soil as far north as Washington State, which was obviously well outside Arizona and California's sort of range.
And in the past, Doctor, you've seen a lot of these cases pop up in rural areas, but you're seeing an increased amount of them in urban areas. Is that strange?
Yeah, it really is. You know, historically, the disease was named valley fever after the California Central Valley, which is obviously more rural and agricultural. But really, our patients travel all over the world now. So travel in a few counties outside their primary place of residence is not unique in any way. So we're seeing a lot of people travel throughout California and then come back to their hometown. So urban areas traditionally paved over their cocci problem in some ways, but obviously windstorms can bring it hundreds of miles. You don't even have to leave your city to be exposed to valley fever.
What can be done to stop the spread, and how do you know if you might have it?
Yeah, I think it's unlikely we're going to stop, you know, the spread of the disease. It's been in the soil, and it's been with us in both of these states and locations for a long time. Again, the key is really to think of and consider the diagnosis of valley fever so that appropriate testing can be performed, and then get patients on the right antifungal to hopefully get them feeling better.
Dr. George Thompson is Associate Professor of Medicine at UC Davis in California, seeing an increased prevalence of valley fever cases out there. Doctor, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.